Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
So, do you guys bring your Bibles? If you brought your Bibles, turn with me to Ephesians chapter 4. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Now, if you have your cell phones, fax machines, scanners, if you could put them on the off or silent position. Amen. And so, Ephesians chapter 4. I've entitled this morning's message, If God Can Endure, So Can We. Can I get an amen? If God can endure, so can we. Praise God. Praise God. Listen, saints, we are living in trying times. Can I get an amen? Challenges from every end. Hallelujah. But I'm here to let you know that if God be for us, who could be against us? Can I get an amen? Listen, we are going to face many things ever since October 7 took place. Oh, yeah. Let me just say this. Something is now turning in the world. And let me just say this. You got to pray for this nation. Because this nation is becoming anti-Semitic. And we need to bind that spirit. Hallelujah. Can I get amen? We need to be for Israel. Can I get in? And Jerusalem. Why? Why should we? Because Jesus is coming back to rule and reign from Jerusalem.
Hallelujah.
And guess what? Our Messiah, Jesus, he's not a Gentile. No. He's a Jew. He's a rabbi. And we are grafted in by faith. Hallelujah. God has grafted in us. We're the Gentiles. At one time, we were considered dogs. That's right. And now, we've been grafted in, and now we're the sons and daughters of God the Most High.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And you are all precious now in the sight of God. And God will watch over you, protect you, hallelujah, from the evil one. Hallelujah. But there are things that we must discover in the Word so that we can know what's before us as we go through. Until the return of Christ. Can I get amen? There are some things we have to endure. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. So, if you have your Bibles, Ephesians 4, let's read the word. And it reads, Therefore, the prisoner of the Lord beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love. Come on. Bearing with one another in love. Look at this, verse 3. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of what? Peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God, Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Praise God. Praise God. You see, saints? Very little is said on the subject of endurance. You know, we talk about prosperity. We talk about healing. We talk about eschatology, the things that are coming, the future prophetic things. But very rarely we talk about endurance. We have to endure some things. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Because it sounds like a lack of faith, but it's not. It sometimes it sounds like a lack of a victory or a lack of success. No, we're going to endure some things. Going to get amen?
Amen.
Endurance is not a lack of any of these things I just mentioned, but it's an indication of the grace, courage, strength, and faith on the part of the person under stress. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And many of us have experience stress. Can I get amen?
Yes.
Come on, our own pastor right now. Hallelujah. After the doctor gave him a whole litany things, what's wrong with his knee. Hallelujah. You know what? That report would bring anyone stress. Can I get amen?
Come on.
Hallelujah. But if we defer it to Jesus, hallelujah, he will remove the stress. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And so let's look at this for a moment up here. A common misconception of Christian people, that's you and I. Mm-hmm. Turn to your brother and sister. We are the called out saints. So look at this. If we possess enough faith, we will automatically find supernatural escape from every problem, sickness, or trial. Can I get amen?
Amen.
The Bible says all you have to have the faith the size of a mustard seed, and you'll be able to what? Move a mountain. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Is there anything too hard for our God?
Nothing.
Nothing's too hard for our God. He's able to defeat whatever enemy has entrenched or has come against you in the name of Jesus. He has given us the armor of God. So we know how to bind the enemy. Can I get amen?
Amen.
But God's word teaches us some things we must be what? Endured. We have to endure. We forget that. Look at this. Mm-hmm. Walking with God is a vocation, not a vacation. Did you catch that?
Yes.
It's not a vacation. You know, it's not tiptoe through the tulips. Hallelujah. No. God did not promise us a rose garden. Can I get amen? There's some things we have to endure. But guess what? As we endure, our faith starts to grow. Hallelujah. And then we come to an understanding that God's able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we could ever think and ask and hope for. Because God will see us through. Can I get amen? But you've got to go to the Word. You have to be people of the book. If you're not reading the Bible, guess what? Then it's just all talk. But you got to go to the Word. Hallelujah. Listen, people are going to and fro to many ministries. You know what they're looking for? They're looking for the Word. Hallelujah. I'd rather go where the Word is. Hallelujah. Then the Word will speak. And then someone will speak through the prophet, whoever it is, through the Word. Can I get amen? Look at Ephesians. Look at this right up here. Ephesians 4:1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the what? Vocation. Wherewith ye are called. Vocation in the King James. It's vocation, not vacation. Hallelujah. Look at this right up here. Vocation. Let's look at that. Specialized training. Intense training in the Greek. Kleisis. Kletos. High calling. Heavenly calling. High calling to be a particular task. That's what a vocation is. This is what God has called us to do. Hallelujah. There are specific things that God has called you to do. We're not to just lay back, but we are to move, press toward the prize and the call. Can I get amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah. He's equipped us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
To do the things of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I see many of you, God is doing wonderful things. Beautiful
yes.
things. Hallelujah. Things beyond our own comprehension.
Amen.
Did you ever think 20 years ago that you'd be sitting on a Sunday morning hearing about God?
No.
Whew. No. I remember back in the day, man, we would be getting about 5 kegs waiting for the Charger game. Let alone right now, getting in God's Word. That used to be the day, huh? But man, God has done something mighty in our lives. In this generation, I believe that God came to this generation to destroy the curse. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's right. He has come to destroy the curse that we can now walk in liberty. We can walk in the grace of God. Thank you, God. Look at what it says in Hebrews right up here. Hebrews 6:13. For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely, blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply you. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. You see, Abraham had to endure. Oh, that's right. Remember, he had to leave his hometown. That's right. He had to leave his hood. Oh, that's right. Remember where he was, they were making false gods. And when God spoke to him for the first time, he went and shared that with his wife. And she goes, which God on the shelf spoke to you? They had no clue that it was the God of heaven that spoke from heaven. And he heard his voice. And he said there's things that he must endure. Let me just say this, saints of God. There are things that we have to learn to endure. How many of you are praying for family members to be saved?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Guess what? We need to press in prayer. And we need to endure. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're praying for wellness and wholeness. We have to endure. There's some things we have to endure. Can I get amen?
Amen?
So let's look at the word endure right up here. Endure is the Greek word endure is hupopero. I see the word hero in there. All right. To bear up courageously under stress and suffering. Hallelujah. Come on. It's with courage that we bear it up. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Courage when people mock about you and talk about you because now you're a born-again believer. Oh yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, brother, we have a common friend. His name is John Metcalf. You know him. Common friend. We called him the Beast. He was on our flag football team. And I'm praying for him. I'm praying for him because he does not believe in the Lord. And I've witnessed our men's. We went 34 years ago. We went to his house personally and testified to him. And throughout the years, we witnessed to John. And he works with my brother Norbert at Aerospace. They build the most latest technology for aircraft carriers. And I've been praying for John. And I just feel God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for John Metcalf right now. I pray, Lord, that you would give him a mind to be saved and a heart to repent, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've known him for over 35 years. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. He just came to mind when I looked at you. Hallelujah. Oh, ikarabo, shikarabosia. In the name of Jesus. I prophesy, hallelujah, that God's going to use you, hallelujah, to speak Jesus to him. Hallelujah, that you won't be ashamed, hallelujah, of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That you will share Jesus to him, hallelujah. And God's going to bring back the remembrance, what was sown into his heart. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I pray for him. I pray for him because at the age of 15, he introduced me to every kind of drug you could think of. And we used to, all we did was do drugs. And now God has saved me, and I'm praying for that God would save him. Hallelujah. God's able to save him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you see him, just tell him, John the Beast Mugabe. He'll know exactly where that came from. John the Beast. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Look at this. Throughout the Bible, God says to the people to endure all the way to the end. Can I get amen? Look what it says in Matthew. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end, we'll be saved. Can I get amen?
Hallelujah.
God is saying, hold on to your salvation.
Right.
Hallelujah. Don't let no one tell you, hallelujah, that you are not a child of God. Listen, we're not going to live a perfect life. Some of us are going to do face plants. Can I get amen? But God then will supernaturally scrape you off the ground and put you back up and dust you off and that you would continue the race. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Also, He created this in Mark. Look at this. In Mark. And you will be hated by all men for my name's sake. But he who endures to the end shall be what?
Saved.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Now, Paul wrote to the Roman church. And look what he wrote here. He said, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulate. What? Tribulation? Continuing steadfastly. Where?
In prayer.
In prayer. Hallelujah. And we have some prayer intercessory warriors in here. Yes, hallelujah. Right, sister? Woo. Right, sister? Huh? Right, sister? Yes. Oh, man. We got a full house right here. Hallelujah. This is the north wing over here. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. But I'm looking at the west wing right here. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Jesus. Listen. Look at. Look. Okay. They're not going to stop now. Here we go. Look at that. In 2 Corinthians 6:4, look at this. But as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way by what?
Great
playtime?
No.
Huh?
Endurance.
Great vacation?
No.
No. Great endurance in afflictions, hardships, calamities. Our own pastor right now is going through an affliction. And he's going through a time of endurance right now.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But once again, Pastor Aaron, I know you're watching. Hallelujah. God's going to deliver you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's going to do something supernatural in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And so I have this question. What does it mean to endure? Huh? What does it mean to endure? We're going to go back to a story. A story. Of three Hebrew boys. Hallelujah. During the time of the Babylonian captivity. And it's Meshach, Shadrach. I was going to say something else. But I okay. I better watch myself. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I won't go there, honey. Hallelujah. So what does it mean to endure? Huh? What does it mean to endure? Listen, there was a decree from the king, Nebuchadnezzar. And what he proclaimed and decreed is that he erected a huge statue. Little did he know that it was prophetic. That statue would talk about all the kingdoms that would come, and down to the toes would be the times that we live in. But he said to all that was in captivity and all the Babylonians that when their horns would blow, that they would all have to bow down to that statue. Can I get an amen? But there were three that were defiant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they said, we're not bowing down to that. We're not bowing down to that idol. And that should let us know there are some things that we should never bow down to anymore. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. There's idols, hallelujah. Hallelujah, that want to attach to us. But we're going to say no more. I'm going to worship the king. So let's read this story together. And let's see what they had to endure. They had to endure this. They had to endure persecution. They had to endure affliction. They had to endure hardship. Hallelujah. But God, say that with me. But God, hallelujah, was with them in the fire. Jesus. So let's turn your Bibles to Daniel chapter 3. And we're going to read these verses as we go. Let's start with verse 8 in Daniel 3. Therefore, at the time, certain Chaldeans came forward and accused the Jews. They spoke and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, the flute, the harp, the lyre, and the psaltery, in symphony with all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the gold image. Okay, you see that? Look at verse 11. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. What? There are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Look at this. These men, O king, have not pay due regard to you. Okay, this is chisme. Huh? You know what I mean? These are people, gossipers, trying to cause division. See, listen. Come here. Look at these guys. Oh, yeah. Oh, come on. Oh, there's no people like that today, is there? Jesus, help us. Help us, God. Hallelujah. Look at this. There are certain Jews who have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not paid due regard to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the gold image which you have set up. So that's putting the king in a predicament, isn't it? So look at verse 13. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and fury, gave the command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying to them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which I have set up?" Okay, so now they're before the king. Okay. Someone narked on them. Can I get amen? Amen. Someone wanted to see them. Yes, dead, destroyed. Shamed. Someone wanted to shame them. Look at this. Verse 15. "Now, if you are ready at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, and symphony with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made, good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from his hands?" Let me just pause right there. Hallelujah. Who is the God that we serve? Huh? Hallelujah. Notice it's a little G in here. He didn't know who the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was. Hallelujah. He didn't know anything about our God. Can I get amen? He was thinking one of their gods who can deliver you. Well, he's right. None of them could. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we serve a mighty God. A God, hallelujah, who's able, hallelujah, to defy even a king. So let's look at verse 16 here. Look at this. "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, 'O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able.'" Notice capital G. Mm-hmm. "Our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us from your hand, O king." Woo! Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Come on. Man, they had some hoops fun. Can I get amen? They had courage to tell the king. Why? Because he was already angry. And guess what? They were probably already heating up that fiery furnace. Look at this in verse 18. "But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods," little g, "nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression on his face changed towards Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You got to remember, they were part of his people there. In other words, he allowed them to flourish with prosperity in their kingdom. But look at this. Everything changed, huh? Huh? Everything changed. My God, look at this. "And he spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace seven times more than it was usually heated." What? So I remember Rabbi, I had a good conversation with Rabbi regarding this story there at Temple Beth Shalom. He told me it got so hot that if you threw a ring in it, it'd melt right away. If you throw in a golden ring, it would melt immediately. That's how hot this thing was. Okay? And so, look at this. Verse 20. And he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Look at this. And cast them into the fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers and turbans, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Listen, if you never read this story before, if this was the first time reading this, you would think it's lights out. Case closed. Show's over. They met their doom. Hallelujah. But that's not the case here. Look at verse 22 right up here. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In other words, when they opened up that door, the fiery furnace, they died immediately. That's how hot it was from the outside. Look at this. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the fiery furnace. Look at verse 24. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, "Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire?" They answered and said to the king, "True, true, O king." "Look," he answered, "I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the what? The Son of God." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah, came into the fiery furnace with them. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. There was no quesadillas in there. Hallelujah. Come on. There was not a hair was singed. Hallelujah. Not a thread was burned. Look at this in verse 26. Then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most." Oh, now all of a sudden, servants of the Most High God. Hallelujah. "Come out and come here." Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Woo! Man, I'm telling you, I'm just here to let you know that's how God will supernaturally, hallelujah, defend you. Can I get amen? And deliver us in our time of need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, if war ever broke out here, God would watch over you and I. Can I get amen? Because we are, hallelujah, the servants of the Most High God. Hallelujah. He will watch over us supernaturally. Hallelujah. Let him come and invade. Hallelujah. But God is with us. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't let fear grip your heart. Hallelujah. We serve a mighty God. We serve the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. We serve, hallelujah, the Alpha and the Omega, from everlasting to everlasting. He is God. He is the Bishop and lover of our soul. Hallelujah. And there's no one that sits besides him. Woo! Thank you, God. Jesus. Jesus was in the midst. Thank you, God. Woo! Look at verse 27. And the satraps, administrators, governors, and the king's counselors gathered together, and they saw these men on whose bodies the fire had no power. The hair of their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected, and the smell of fire was not on them. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. This is why God will see us through the fire without being burnt. Can I get amen? Jesus. Only Jesus can do this. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Now look at this. At the end of this story, verse 28, Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, "Oh, look at this. It changed." Hallelujah. Somebody's eating some humble pie right now. Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him. Hallelujah. My question to you, saints of God, do you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ? Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. That will deliver you. Hallelujah. Even through one of these kind of tests. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Look at this. his servants who trusted in him, and they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Come on, just worship him. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Thank you, God. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you, God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! What you did for them, you will do for us. Hallelujah! Thank you, God. Nothing's too hard for God. God's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think and ask and hope for. Hallelujah. And some of us, God will allow us to go through the fire. Can I get amen? But when you come out on the other end, you'll be fine as gold. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And you'll have a testimony. Can I get amen? Look what God has done. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Let's look at this right up here. God delivered them in the fire and not from the fire. God delivered them in the fire and not from the fire. See, in other words, he could have avoided them not to go in it, but he allowed them to go in it. Can I get an amen? And delivered them, hallelujah, in the fire. Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Pastor Art, with all the pain and what the doctor said, God's going to deliver you, hallelujah, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, as you're going through right now. As you're going through right now, Pastor Art, God's going to deliver you. He's going to deliver you. Hallelujah. Jesus. Come on. Somebody got to have some faith with me. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm believing God. Hallelujah. I'm believing God. Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. He's our great deliverer. Hallelujah. Jesus. You see, saints, only the elect, well-grounded and deep-rooted, will endure according to the end. Hallelujah. Can I get amen? Amen? Turn to your neighbor and say, you've been elected. You've been chosen. Hallelujah. You are his. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. Let's look at this right up here. Some things we could be called upon in this life to endure. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And we're going to go through some things real quick. Let's look at it. Number one, persecution.
Yes.
Persecution. Since you've been a Christian, has people said la-di-da-da-da-da-da-da toward you? Hallelujah. Oh, you. Oh, look at you. Good two-shoe. Or has someone said, oh, I'm glad you got saved. You needed to be saved. I'm glad you were saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me just say this. That same finger that's pointing at you, I'm glad you guys say, there's three pointing right back at them. Hallelujah. Come on, sister. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Look what 2 Thessalonians said. Therefore, among God's churches, we boast about your perseverance and faith and all what? Persecutions and trials that you are what? Enduring. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Listen, there's some things we have to endure.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. No one wants to talk about that. Hallelujah. But we need to learn that there are things that so that when these things happen, it doesn't shock us. Hallelujah. When these things come upon us, hallelujah, we're not taken off guard. Because the Bible says we are going to endure some things. So God needs to prepare our heart because as we live in this body of flesh, we're going to endure some things.
Right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hold on.
That's right. Hold on, sister. Come on.
Jesus.
Hold on. Woo. Woo. My sister back here is fanning the fire back here. Jesus. Thank you. Come on.
That's right.
Saints, Paul mentions some of the persecutions and reminds us that they who live godly in Christ will suffer the same. Hallelujah. Oh, you could run from it. But I'd rather run to it. Can I get amen?
Amen?
I'd rather run to it. You know why? Because there's glory out of it. Oh, that's right. Look what Paul wrote to Timothy. 2 Timothy 3:11. Look at this. But you have carefully followed my teaching. That's what doctrine means. manner of life, purpose, faith, long suffering, love, perseverance. Oh, number 11, look at this. Persecutions and afflictions, which happened to me in Antioch and Iconium and Listeria. Look at that. What persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord. What? What? Paul said what? He delivered him from all of them. Hallelujah. What's too hard for God, for you? Nothing. Hallelujah. Look at this. He says this in verse 12. And yes, all who desire to live godly in Christ will suffer persecution. But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. This is the time that we live in right now. There is a great deception. Hallelujah. In our state alone, they want to say that, you know what? Kids can go to the state and say, I want to change. I want to send shit. And I don't have to tell your parents. What?
Wow. Yes, that's right.
That's an abomination.
Yes, it is an abomination.
Hallelujah. It's a lie from the pit of hell.
That's
Can
right.
I get an amen?
That's right.
Jesus, help us. Amen. My goodness. We live in a time of great wickedness. But guess what? God calls us to live in this generation.
Yeah.
To be a light for them.
Yeah.
Can I get an amen?
Yeah.
To be a reminder to
that's
them.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
That God can save you. Hallelujah. God can deliver you.
Yes.
I don't care what you're involved in. Drugs, alcohol, homosexuality, transgenderism. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A doctor of abortion. Hallelujah. Come on. God can deliver you. Jesus. Hallelujah. But you just need the Holy Spirit to convict you. Hallelujah. That a conviction will come upon you. And you will fall to your face. Hallelujah. And cry out, oh God. Oh God, because God will show you your sin and give you a mind to be saved and a heart to repent. Woo, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's look at number 2. Look at this. Affliction. Affliction. Paul said, hallelujah, we could face distress, anxiety, hardships, and sufferings. He did say that, didn't he? Look what else he wrote to Timothy. Look at this. But you be watchful in all things. Endure what?
Afflictions.
Endure, do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. There's some affliction. Sometimes it hurts. But you know what? Just keep going. Hallelujah. Just keep going. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not nap time. Hallelujah. It's now time. Can I get amen? It's now's the time. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Jesus, use us, God. Look at this. And then he wrote to 1 Thessalonians. Look at this. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in what?
Much
affliction. Oh, no. A life of total blessing. Hallelujah. No. Hallelujah. You have received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Spirit. That's the key. Listen, saints of God, we're going to suffer things in this life, but God is saying, have the joy of the Lord, which will be your strength. Have Jesus residing well in your soul. Hallelujah. That when you go through the affliction, when you go through the persecution, that the joy of the Lord will be your strength. And we can lift up our hands and say, come what may. Abba, Father, we love you despite of what we're going through.
That's right.
Can I get amen?
That's right.
Jesus, help us. Jesus, help us in every facet of our life. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Look what was written in the book of James. How many love the word? Because the word speaks all by itself.
Yes, right.
Hallelujah. And we need the word. Can I get amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. I've been to places, they read two scriptures, and then they go on a tantrum. Hallelujah. Read the word.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I want the word to come alive. Because
yes.
the word is alive, sharper than a two-edged sword, yes. able to reach down into the bone and marrow.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
It's the living word.
Living
Jesus.
Word.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Look at this. In the book of James. My brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. Indeed, we count them blessed who what?
Endure.
Hallelujah. God has said we have to endure.
Yeah, we do.
You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord. that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. Did you know that God is compassionate and merciful through your affliction? Look at it like this. Yes, we're going through affliction and all these things that we're reading about, but He doesn't let you die. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. It's not unto death, but it's unto life. Can I get an amen? Jesus. Look at number three. Hardship. Have you guys been through hardship before? 2004, we lost everything. Hallelujah. Oh, that's right. 2008 when the market crashed. 2008. Every other house was a foreclosed home. All the houses they just built in Marietta and Temecula were all foreclosures. Oh, yeah. It was a time of harshness. You see, Paul said that hardship would be brought upon us because you and I are saved believers and God's going to test us. Can I get an amen? Paul admonished Timothy to endure the harshness of hardship. Oh, that's right. Look at what he wrote to him. He says, "You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." Look at this, verse 3. "You therefore must endure" what? Hardship. "As a good soldier of Jesus Christ." God is saying endure the hardship. Don't defy it. Don't say, "Oh God, oh why me?" No. Hallelujah. Why not you? Can I answer that question? You say, "Why me, God?" Why not you? You know why? Because God wants to do something in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're gonna be better than you were at that time. Can I get amen? God's gonna teach us something.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Because God wants us to solely rely on Him.
That's right.
Oh yeah, we can go to HMO and PPO. We can do all those things. Hallelujah. But I'd rather have God, hallelujah, heal my body. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Deliver my finances. God will supernaturally bring in finances like no other time. Woo, Jesus. Jesus. Quick testimony real quick. Our landscaper, Oscar, was out here in the front. And I came, you know, I wanted to tell him that I don't know how long we're going to be able, you know, to have you do our lawn. I may have to just do it myself. Because of times right now, 70% of the realtors have left the industry. 70% of loan officers have left the industry. Why? Because no one's going to refi their home from 3% to 8%.
Right.
No one's going to buy here in San Diego $1 million home with 8% interest rate. You're looking at a $6,500, $7,500 a month payment. And so I said, "God, the church is my passion, but real estate is my bread and butter." So as I was leaving the front door to go talk to Oscar, he stopped his weed whacking machine. He goes, "Fee, did you get my text?" I go, "No." And I looked and he texted me. He told me to call him. He goes, "I have a referral for you."
Wow.
Yeah. His name is Paul.
Thank you, Jesus.
He owns a home right here on Rainbow Drive. He goes, he needs to sell his home. And I spoke highly of you. I said, "Really? Wow. Thank you so much." I didn't say nothing about this is your last trip. God did this to me.
Faithful.
So I called and left the guy a message. He called me yesterday. And lo and behold, when I told him I was a pastor, he got his wife on the phone. And all we did was talk about Jesus. He goes, "I can't believe." Because those two barely became Christians. They're brand new to the faith. Matter of fact, I believe it was a week ago they got baptized there in Arizona. So they live in Chula and they live in Arizona, but they got to get rid of the Chula Vista home. And tomorrow morning, his neighbor's going to let me in so I could preview it. But that home will sell easily for $1.1
million.
Wow. And I told Sister Eli, I go, just one sale will take care of us for about 6-7 months. And that was answered prayer.
That's right.
That was, I was ready to tell Oscar, Oscar, you can't come no more. And he brought me the client.
Amen.
Jesus.
Jesus.
It's all Jesus. Listen, if you take care of his affairs, he'll take care of yours. Can I get amen? Because I have a made up mind that I'm going to continue to preach and teach and raise up people in the faith. My mind's made up. Hello, I don't care if there's not 1 cent coming in my real estate business. But God saw the need. And so he already had that in motion. Jesus. Woo, thank you, God. We serve. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, we serve Almighty God. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Now, we're almost done here, but look at this. We looked at what? Hardship. We look at persecution. But also, sometimes we will experience grief. Grief. Hallelujah. Look at this. The Greek word for grief is lupe. Lupe. Sorrow. Heartache. Heaviness. Sadness. Look at this. Even from false accusations, criticism, rejection by others. Look at that. Grief will call upon you. That's right. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. I got to share this again because God's saying, share this again. We were at a Perry Stone conference. I believe it was Sunday night or Monday night. We were there Monday. Sister Caterina, I don't know. She camped out there. She was there every night. But Perry Stone said this. Because Perry Stone is a worldwide evangelist. His complex there in Tennessee, it was paid off that first year. And he didn't have to beg, borrow, steal. And it holds 4,500 people. Oh, when you go there, the stage is so giant. And he's got these big screens. And man, and we were going there like once a year. And what he said, it brought me to this right now, what we're talking about, grief. He said, a lady from his ministry came to him and said, you know, there's talk now. Perry, that plane that you need, you know, do you really need that? You know, there's talk saying that's over the top, you know, and was kind of criticizing him because he would go around the world. And he needs to, yeah. And this guy's a real deal guy. He's not one of those, you know, prosperity guys. And he goes, is this coming from the ministry? He goes, yeah, many are talking about this. So he goes, okay. So he called all 20 on staff into his office, sat them all down, and said, which one of you or all of you are telling me that this plane is not worth getting? And one by one, they all started saying, it wasn't I. We want you to have it. We want you to have it. We want you to have it. It came down to that one lady. She sowed a seed of discord in his mind. And there are people that will bring on unintentional grief. They'll tell you something that's not true. Hallelujah. They'll say things that are not true. So he had to bring them all and say, did you? And none of them said it but her. Listen, you got to watch out when people come to you. Psst, 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 guess what? And they try to to put you on board with them about certain people.
Yep.
Let me just say this. If you have nothing good to say about someone, say nothing at all.
Amen.
Can I get amen?
Amen?
If anything, lift them up.
Amen.
If you see fault and failure in their life, pray for them.
Yeah.
Build them up. Don't tear them down.
Right.
Some of them are down and out. Build them up.
Yeah, right.
Hallelujah. Help them.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. No, but you want to see. Pss, 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 pss. You know what that does? It makes you want to feel better than them.
Yeah.
I'm above that. We're above nothing.
That's right.
We're all lowly. Can I get amen?
Amen.
We all need Jesus.
Right.
So grief.
Yeah.
Grief comes with false. Look at this. False accusations, criticism, rejection by others. Look what Peter wrote right here. Look at this in 1 Peter 2:19. For this is commendable, if because of conscience toward God, one endures what?
Grief.
Suffering wrongfully.
Yeah.
What? Everything I just said. Mm-hmm. Wrongfully enduring grief. Look at this. For what credit is it if when you are beaten for your faults, you take it what? Patiently. But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God. Come on. There are going to be things that we will have to go through. And there will be grief. Can I get amen?
Amen.
There's been some horrendous afflictions in our family members. When we thought that they were going to die. And we went into grief. It grieved us. Because they could have left this life. But then God comes, hallelujah, comes in for the rescue. Can I get amen? And then he brings joy after we see what God has done. He will raise them up, hallelujah, from their deathbed. Can I get amen? That's the kind of God we serve. Look at this. For to this you were called, because Christ also what? Suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should what? Follow his steps. I'd rather follow him. Hallelujah. And listen, here's another thing that a lot of ministries won't teach on. Is this. Chastising. Chastening. Hallelujah. You know, little kids, I always say it like this. After a while, when you've told them several times, you know, to, hey, look, I need you to line up. I need you to do this. And, you know, sometimes they'll even get bold. You know, they'll puff out their chest. Sometimes you have to take the Board of Education to the seat of their understanding. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Listen. How many of you have been to the whooping shed? Huh? Oh, come on. We've all been to the whooping shed. And I don't like it in there. God has me in there. Time out. I need you to time out, son. I don't feel his joy. I don't feel his presence. I feel like, man, he's done with me. And then after a moment, after I learned my lesson, he comes back and fills me with his joy and tells me, I love you, but you need it that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at this right here in the book of Hebrews. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord. Nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens. Praise God. Thank you, God, for chastening me. Hallelujah, when I needed it, God. And he scourges every son whom he receives. Jesus. Look at this. Now look at this. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. And also put daughters in there. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? Listen, are you going to allow your child to grow up rebellious? You're not going to bring any kind of discipline? Listen, they will grow up to be rebels without a cause. They'll be in prison before they get to their late teens. Can I get amen? Look at this. Verse 7, if you endure chastening, God deals with the elders, with sons and daughters. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Okay, who's got the King James Version? Who's got the King James Version? This is the new King James Version. It's called illegitimate. See that word illegitimate? But the King James Version, I'm not swearing or cursing up here. That word is called bastards. And you know what a bastard is? Someone that a mother and father has forsaken. And now you're up for adoption. You know how so many kids are up for adoption? Because they've been forsaken by their parents. And there's many stories behind that, but I'm just saying. We don't want God to deal with us like that. I want God to correct me when I'm out of line. Can I get an amen? And I need to receive and say, God, thank you. Thank you. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have done that. Oh, God, I shouldn't have looked at that. I shouldn't have heard that. Hallelujah. We're coming in for a close. Is somebody getting something out of this message? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Woo, thank you, God. Hallelujah. Look at this. Temptation. Hallelujah. Man, let me just say that. I can't speak for a sister because there's wonderful sisters in here. And you guys are all lovely saints. And nothing ever happens to you, sisters. Oh, you guys walk and petals fall in front of you. But us brothers, I can only talk as a brother. Hallelujah. You see, temptation, it does two things. Look at this. It's an enticement to do evil. See, God wants to tempt us to do things contrary to God. If God has set order in your life, He has set order in your home, we cannot go against that. Can I get amen?
Amen.
But the enemy will want to come and try to, what, derail you from what God has called you to do.
Yes.
And then, number two, a temptation is a test or even a trial. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Jesus said that the person who endures temptation is blessed. How many of you want to be blessed in life? Hallelujah. Guess what? Endure the temptation. Oh, that's right. Now, Pastor Fee's not just saying this. It was written in the book of James. Look at this. Blessed is a man who endures. What? Temptation. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. For when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Hallelujah. How many of you want that crown? I want that crown. Can I get amen? Woo! That crown's going to go on through eternity. And so, saints, God, He never entices us with evil. Not one time. Because He's holy. He's pure. He's good. He knows that we came from the dust. He knows we live in a body of flesh. So He's not going to entice us with things that will cause us to stumble. He wants to build our life. He wants to encourage us. He wants to be merciful to us. Now, let me just say this. Temptation is not a sin. Can I get an amen? Is when you dive into it, it becomes a sin. God, you know what? The enemy is going to tempt you all day long. But when you fall to it, that's when it becomes sin. That's when God will bring the conviction. That's when you have to cry and say, God, forgive me. That's right. That's right. And God will. How many believe God will? You see? Endure temptation if you are not delivered from it, and victory will be yours. Three demands are laid upon us if we are to be His disciples, saints. Look what was written in the book of Luke here. Look at this. Then He said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, Let him deny what?
Himself.
Take up his cross and follow me. So what is he saying in this verse of scripture? Let me break this down for you right now. Number one, we must deny ourselves. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Oh, but and then we argue within ourselves. It's nobody else. It's us. Come on, we have to own that. We got to take ownership to that. Can I get amen? We all struggle in this. Even me. All of us. Can I get amen? We're not immune to it. Number two, look at this. We must take up our cross daily, every day. When we wake up, God, hallelujah, I'm going to pick up my cross. Hallelujah. And I'm gonna walk around because you called me as a son of the Most High God. And I need people to know that I'm a Christian. If you're around unbelievers and friends that don't know God and you don't say nothing, God's going to hold you accountable.
Oh, yeah.
Blood on your hands.
Oh, yes. That's blood on your hands.
That's right.
But now that you're saved, baptized, Holy Ghost filled, and you're around unbelievers, you better share the love of God. You better let them know, hey, Jesus is coming soon. Hey, you need to get right with God. Hey, you know what? God has eternal life for you. Guess what? You can avoid a place called hell. Nobody want to talk about hell. Jesus talked about hell more than he did heaven in the New Testament.
Yeah.
He came to save us from that horrible place.
Yeah. Yeah.
My goodness. Look at this. And we must follow what? We must follow Jesus.
That's right.
Look what Paul wrote to the Galatian church right up here. Look at this. But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus, by whom the world has been... Look at this. By whom the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. Paul said, you know what? You got to remember who he was. He was a Hebrew of all Hebrews. He was from the line of Benjamin. He was the attorney of the day. He was the chief persecutor. And God, remember Wednesday night we learned, God flipped his heart. And he became in love with God. And now he has crucified all the things that he has learned. He sat at the feet of Gamaliel. Gamaliel, according to Josephus, a Jewish historian, Gamaliel was one of the elite rabbis of the day. And Saul of Tarsus, before he became Paul, sat at his feet and learned from him. He learned from the best of the day. And guess what? Paul said, I have to crucify even that because it's no good to me. But Christ and him crucified. Hallelujah. So, saints of God, those that endure to the end shall be what?
Saved.
Shall be saved. Oh, that's right. And this is just not a slogan up here, because Jesus said it. Look at this in Matthew 10:22. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be what?
Saved.
Jesus said it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Pastor V didn't say that. Jesus said it.
Yes.
And I'm going to believe what God said.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And the prophet Ezekiel, look what he wrote here. Can your heart endure? Or can your hands remain strong?
Yes.
In the days when I shall deal with you, I, the Lord, have spoken and will do it. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. He saw this thousands of years in the future, that God was going to uphold us, that God was going to strengthen us, that God was going to deal with us, that God was going to save us. Can I get amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Because look what Paul wrote to the Corinthian church. We're coming in for a close. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures. All things. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Is he worthy? Huh? Is he worthy, saints? Oh, yes, he's worthy. Saints of God, I truly believe that there are people watching us right now. And there are probably some people that never given their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. But turn to your neighbor and say, thank God for your salvation. Hallelujah. That's right. Hallelujah. There's nothing like it, is there? There's so much joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're headed to eternity with Him. Hallelujah. Come what may, we're going to be with Him in paradise. But I'm speaking to those who maybe, just maybe, who've never given their heart. Maybe you logged in for the first, second time. Maybe this is your moment now. I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family that's here to pray with me, to pray for you. That you would give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved like us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants to save you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to lift you up. He wants to take you out of the muck and mire. Hallelujah. He wants to put your feet on solid ground. He wants to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in your life. And if that's you, I want you to just pray this prayer by faith and ask God to come into your life. He will come into your life like a rushing mighty wind. And He'll do the miraculous in your life. He'll bring you joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. And if that's you, pray this simple prayer by faith and watch God do the miraculous in your life. Pray this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you, God, for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me. And the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Oh, come on, give God a shout. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is He worthy? Hallelujah. Is He worthy, saints?
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.